Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll make a start on our July 2022 meeting. We have councillor or the deputy mayor zooming in. You'll just have to make yourself known, councillor Kelly, at times if you need to say something. I'm looking around the table. So we have no speakers registered, which is okay. Safety announcements, evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to the chambers. In an emergency, an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. So I declare the meeting open. Attendance and apologies. I'll just acknowledge the deputy mayor. No other apologies, Councillor Simpson. With his speaker, please, Councillor.
You just made a comment there a moment ago. No speakers, but. I believe it's one person who's asked to...
Question time.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitor and past peoples, and the traditional owners and custodians of land on which we gather today, and pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people here today. So moving on... Bear with me. Somebody like to move that the minutes of the June meeting be received.
I intend to draw attention to an amendment needed. When do you want me to do that?
When we have a mover and a seconder, right. Councillor, if that's all right.
Right.
I have a mover and a seconder for the June meeting. Mm-hmm. Councillor King, thank you.
I can second that.
Second, Councillor Cameron. Any discussion from the movers and the seconder?
Thank you.
If not, Councillor White, you're foreshadowed, eh?
Yes. On page 29, the votes against the second motion concerning the development of Bayview Drive.
Can I ask you to use your microphone, Councillor?
I beg your pardon. On page 29 of the minutes, the recorded votes against the second motion Councillor Kelly and Councillor Sheriff's names. So five names appear as a no vote, where in fact there were three councillors voting against it.
Thanks, Councillor White. General Manager.
Good pick up. I accept the error.
Thank you. So the error is noted. It'll be changed in the minutes because obviously there were not five at that particular time and not two of Councillor Sheriff or Councillor.
I was beside myself.
You were beside yourself. Thank you. That's how it showed in the, which is up on the, up there. So thanks, Councillor White. On that basis, I'll put the motion of the minutes to be accepted. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you very much, Councillors. Declarations of interest.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have a declaration from Councillor Cameron in relation to an item that is not currently on the agenda but relates to community grants.
Thank you, General Manager. Council workshop reports are listed in the agenda. The Mayor and Councillor reports are also listed in the agenda. Any other councillors' reports that are not in the agenda? Take that as no. Petitions are nil received.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, nil.
Thank you. Community representations, nil.
Nil, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to public question time. So public question time can go for half an hour and the public can answer two questions, 3 minutes per question. And we've got a question first up from Anne-Marie Loader.
Thank you. Anne-Marie Loader, Westbury, Tasmania. I've got two questions. In October 2019, I was invited by the then Community Development Manager Patrick Gambles to take part in a community forum called 100 Voices to be held in April 2020. The event was described as a cross-sector planning day to identify priorities for a municipal community plan. In February 2020, Patrick advised that the council was reviewing the initiative and that the event was postponed. Patrick also advised that I would be kept informed of developments. I've heard nothing. Can you please tell me, can you give me an update, please?
Gentlemen.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The 100 Voices was in the lead up to a renewal of the community strategic plan. Subsequent to that, February 2020, March 2020, COVID came along. And subsequent to that, the council has considered the timing of renewal of the community strategic plan, which is in place until 2024. The drop-in sessions that are scheduled now over the next month or so are preempting a move in the new year to renew the community strategic plan. And so that's where it's at.
And that's interesting because those drop-in sessions haven't really been advertised as a replacement for that, not how I read it anyway. My second question is, in the Examiner on the 26th of June 2022, there is an article about MVC renewing their membership with the NTDC. The article actually mentions that it was quietly signed on for an extra 2 years. The article says that after observing a positive change, the council decided to renew. Can you tell me what the positive change is? Are there specific benchmarks that NTDC had to reach that have created a positive change? And if so, can you tell me what the benchmarks are, please?
Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I guess there's multiple questions in that beyond the two questions normally considered. Going back in time, Council expressed a view that it was looking for a more direct and measurable contribution from NTDC and hence entered into an arrangement where after 12 months that the performance of NTDC would be reviewed. The matter was then brought before council and a decision made to extend for the full term of the agreement, which is 3 years, which expires from memory, June of next year. I cannot comment on that to take on notice the specifics that caused the council to make a decision to extend.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Anne-Marie. Any other questions? Sorry?
So you said you'd take that on notice, so there'll be more thorough
attention. Have you got a question to ask formally, or...?
No, Anne-Marie's just...
I just said for clarification.
That'll be taken on notice, yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions from the gallery? Neville.
Neville Scott, Batsman. Does any councillors or council staff know anything about 97 small homes being built in and around the Rutland area, Batsman? I know you're ready to take that on notice.
We'll have to take that on notice.
Yeah, I fully understand.
Don't.
That.
Don't.
The other one is your reply, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Temple's question last week.
Yep.
3.5 pages, and you still haven't got the answer out there. So it's 31, approximately 31, it's approximately half of the indoor staff's left. Just thought you'd like to know that. Thanks.
Thanks, Neville. Any other questions? Yep, Mr. Badcock.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, councillors, general management staff. I've just now returned from
were meeting with the Attorney General and Justice Department as a representative of the neighbours of Ashley Group. There were 12 other landholders in attendance. This is the start, in part, of the consultation process now agreed upon between, from today's meeting, between the parties. My question to Council would be, as the near neighbours are severely impacted by any prison proposal, does the Council intend on contacting and consulting with the neighbours group to become better informed of their concerns with the proposed project? Second, excuse me. 5th of May of this year, we contacted the Attorney General's department and we were questioning the validity of information in a news article. The Examiner ran a headline piece titled, Neighbours Not Opposed. The neighbours are opposed to the prison project. And for the life of us, we cannot fathom how this could have been concluded that we were in favour. The neighbours have conducted their own due diligence regarding the matter of those properties within the 2 kilometre radius of Ashley as set by justice. The numbers as follows. Justice had the property owners as 12 guests or neutral, 13 against, and 8 did not contribute. Our own due diligence, which included phone calls, letters, kicking open gates and bashing on doors and actually speaking with people, and the numbers that we turned up, a total of 30 landholders, there was one yes, 16 no, 9 to be advised, because they were absentee landholders, some from Sydney, and 4 neutral. I find it extraordinary that these numbers have changed so much from the original report that Justice had on their webpage. So my question to Council is, will Council do its own due diligence as best they can with regards to information that's fed to them with respect to the project?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Bedcock. Happy for your first question, happy to facilitate and have a discussion with landowners that are bordering on Ashley. We haven't done that yet. I appreciate that. I did receive your email the other day. And certainly happy to take any correspondence or material that you have or paperwork that you have and bring it to us. And we'll certainly go and have a conversation with the government on that. But happy to have that conversation in two parts, Mr. Bedcock. Thank you. Okay, any other questions from the gallery? Take that as a no. Thank you. Any questions? Hard work. So there were some questions taken on notice last time, which are obviously in the agenda, as we said today. There was no questions on notice. Are there any questions from councillors without notice? Councillor White.
Thank you. My first question concerns the correspondence from the neighbours of Ashley site, which referring to the email that you received that was from Mr. Bedcock.
Yes.
And I asked, I anticipated that it would be included in our weekly correspondence. You indicated that it wouldn't be.
Without talking to the GM, it was an email that was sent to me directly, which I forwarded to the councillors. Conversation with the GM, it will be included in our weekly correspondence.
That's fine. That's all I wanted to know about that. And secondly, in the correspondence of the week ending 10th of July, there's correspondence from a group that puts out the BirdLife Action Kit, inviting council to take that up. Will we, in fact, take up the offer of an action kit for preserving and promoting bird life?
General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We haven't had an opportunity to determine that, Councillor.
Sorry?
We haven't had an opportunity to determine that.
Okay, so when can we expect to hear whether we're doing that or not?
Well, our our position in terms of responding to correspondence is 10 working days. If it's 10th of July that we've received it, I suspect that it'll be over a number of weeks and we'll evaluate that.
So we should be able to track that by looking at the correspondence that goes out? No, we don't see correspondence that goes out.
You don't see all the correspondence, Councillor, but more than happy to include that one.
That would be fine.
If you have an interest, particular interest.
I do.
Otherwise, it'll be swamped.
Thank you. Lovely. Thank you very much. And my third question is really a comment in disguise. Congratulations on the water refill station at the community complex. When did that happen? That's just
I don't know.
It a question.
I saw it the other day. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a comment, not a question, I have to confess. I think that's about it. Yep.
Thanks, Councillor. No questions, Councillors? Councillor Temple?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have four questions. Firstly, my usual first question, is there any update on a proposed prison within the Meander Valley?
Not from my point of view, apart from the correspondence I've received from Mr. Beckham.
Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Same. We've received the correspondence and heard nothing else from the state government.
My second question relates to the question I asked in the last meeting, and I thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your extensive reply, and wonder if the next step would be to have things such as leadership, culture and prestige of the council considered at a workshop to see if we can work through any ways in which that can improve and thereby improving our desirability as a potential employer.
I'll take that question on notice, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And my third question is relating to the southern footbridge in Deloraine. Council is currently looking to upgrade the southern footbridge along the river in Deloraine. Given the current style of the bridge being reminiscent of a footbridge found in Japanese gardens, could Council consider the bridge becoming the centrepiece of a small Japanese garden? The garden would have entrances on both sides of the bridge along the path leading to the bridge. The garden would potentially be named the Shinzo Abe Garden in honour of Japan's longest serving Prime Minister, whose funeral is today.
Again, Councillor, I'll take that on notice.
Thank you. And my fourth question is relating to COVID. I know that we fulsomely adopt all the recommendations coming from the state government on how to handle the issue, but I do note that, well, I have heard that in the last month, more people have died in Australia of COVID-related illnesses than have died in the first 2 years of the disease. And I'm wondering if we should be encouraging staff and others at this time, beyond what the government regulation is, I mean as an encouragement, not as a mandatory thing, to wear masks. So there are only three of us in the room that are wearing masks at the moment.
I'll take that question on notice too.
So I simply mean that as an encouragement.
Yep, thank you. Yep, thank you. Any other questions, councillors? No other questions? Okay. Thank you. Paperwork. Mick, Councillor Kelly, you weren't after wanting to answer a question? No? Right, moving along. So I won't get my paperwork in order. So we're moving on to planning authority. So in planning matters, Council acts as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning Approvals Act 1993, unless otherwise stated, the following applies to all planning authority reports, which is listed there. So planning authority PA 1-2022. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second this particular item? Councillor Cameron, thank you very much.
Second.
Seconder, please. Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Cameron has moved the motion.
Well, I'm the only one that's hand worked.
Councillor White, put it as well.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I don't actually have a lot to add other than I do really want to extend my thanks to the planning team. This has been ongoing for quite some time. I think you have probably dreams and nightmares about this, so I really do appreciate all the work that you have put into it. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor White.
Really just a comment on the very thorough review of the whole process that we have been through as a council, and so that we can move this to everyone's satisfaction, that attention has been paid to all aspects of the application.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Questions? Comments? Councillor Sinfield.
Yes, I think the government ought to, state government that is, ought to apologise for allowing this kind of nonsense to occur, where we're basically revisiting the same process over and over because they haven't put in place, or no longer have in place, the right process to deal with this problem. And theoretically you could end up with a different outcome when you revisit something, which council can revisit its decisions, but this impacts on third parties. It's pretty powerless in terms of the amount of work that's required, and if this were to occur elsewhere in the state, as possibly is, for a short period of time, it's desirable from the workload, etc., that this has actually occurred, in my opinion. It's a nice big media statement to that effect from the state government would be good.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other questions, comments, councillors? Councillor Kelly, you're can't hear you at the moment.
I noticed a while ago he came off mute and he wasn't hearable.
Press the button on your headphones, Mick. I reckon you've muted him.
Unplugged.
You can mute.
I'm sure you're about to say something, Councillor Kelly, but we can't hear anything at the moment.
There's a button on there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
I think you're right, Andy.
Oh, no, I'm always right, Mick.
Look, this is taking so long. I totally agree with Councillor Sinfield. And I really feel sorry for the grief of our staff that go through something so simple. So let's move forward. That's all I've got to add.
Thanks, Councillor. I want to reiterate Councillor Cameron's comments regarding the amount of time and work that this planning staff have put into this. It is a detailed report telling us the timelines and what's occurred, and as Councillor Sinfield said, we shouldn't be back revisiting it. So, all right, and nothing else. I'll go back to the second of the motion, Councillor White.
Nothing further to add.
Councillor Cameron.
Nothing to add.
Okay, on that basis, I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. That's, did you get all those, Jackie?
All in favour, one abstention.
All in favour of, Councillor Temple. Abstain, thank you. We now move out of Planning Authority. Ah, yes. We have one item that is a late agenda item, which is not in our agenda. General Manager, do you want to talk to this?
The reason why? Agree before I leave.
I
think, need to agree to it.
Yes.
Yes.
You do. So don't rush away.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We had an item that did not make the agenda, and under Regulation 8.6, I'm seeking. I'm seeking a council resolution by absolute majority to accept the dealing of a matter that's not on the agenda. There are three limbs to acceptance. One is that I need to provide a reason why it wasn't on the agenda, and the reason is administrative oversight. The document was prepared as a consequence of the Grants Committee consideration of grants for round one. But it was sat in a part of the Dock Assembler system that wasn't picked up in terms of the agenda. And the second limb is the matter is urgent. From my perspective, holding over the item into the next month's meeting would have an adverse impact on community initiatives that are reliant on receipt of the grant funds to progress their events or other initiatives. So to avoid any of those adverse impacts, the matter's brought before council today. And certification under section 65 in terms of a qualified person. And my view is I do not consider that the matter, the grants funding in this instance, require the qualified advice pursuant to section 65 of the Local Government Act. The applications have been appropriately assessed by Council Grants Committee, which also included consideration by council officers.
Thanks, General Manager. So the motion is that council approves dealing with a matter not on the council agenda, being the report titled Community Grants and Sponsorship Fund distributed and published for public inspection on the day of the meeting. I move it. Councillor Frydenberg. Seconder, please. Councillor King. Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Cameron. Okay, would somebody like to move, somebody like to second the recommendation that sits here with our community grants? Councillor Frydenberg, thank you.
Thank you.
A seconder, please. Councillor King, thank you. Councillor Frydenberg is the mover of the motion. Any comment, discussion?
No discussion, just to point out that what the General Manager has said is 100% correct, and any assistance to the community should be done as expediently as possible. Thank you.
Councillor King is a seconder of the motion.
Thank you. Community grants and sponsorship, one of the better things that council do. I'm pretty proud of that program and happy to endorse the program and the recommendation for today. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor King. Open up for discussion or comment, councillors, if there needs to be. Councillor Sheriff.
What's the go with the heating for the Atkins Pavilion? Requested grant $3,000 and they got $716, but it's got a little star next to it. Can someone tell me what that means?
Yeah, the star's at the bottom of the table.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. It's a dot point at the end of the report. The recommended amount was excluded. Has excluded the funds requested for kitchen items. So they were considered ineligible, basically as core consumables for that organisation in the running of their function facility.
No worries, thanks.
Thanks. No, thanks, Councillor. Sheriff, any other comments, questions, councillors? If not, back to the seconder, Councillor King. Any other further comments? No? Councillor Frydenberg?
No, thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Frydenberg. If that's the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands.
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous for those of us in the room. Thank you. We can grab Councillor Cameron now, please.
Yep.
Okay, next item on the agenda is the Corporate Services Audit, Council Audit Panel Minutes, Reports and Review. Recommendation is there. Would somebody like to move?
Okay.
King, thank you. Seconder.
What a surprise.
Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor King is the mover of the motion. Any?
No, I think better say that dotting I's and crossing T's is an integral part of running a council. So.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
Yeah, just to reiterate Councillor King's comments and appreciate the work, and for Councillor Temple and Frydenberg for sitting on the panel.
Thank you, Councillor. Open up for discussion. Councillor Simpson.
Just a technical matter, just want to clarify that what's up on our screen is now different to in point three of the recommendation on page 58. Do we need to, are we moving the motion that's on the screen or the one that's in our agenda document? Biennial, any very minor point?
Here's a minor point, Councillor, but the motion that is on the screen is what we will be moving, and subsequent minutes will be shown to adjust what's in the minutes. Everyone's happy with that?
Yep.
Any other discussions, councillors? Comments? Nothing? No questions of John Harmy? He's sitting up there waiting for a...
Oh, John, you've done well.
Okay, well, obviously we're happy, so I'll go back to Councillor Cameron as the second of the motion. No comment. Councillor King is the mover.
No, thank you.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you very much, councillors. Moving along to infrastructure services. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second this one? Councillor King, thank you. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor King as the mover.
I'd like to thank Dino and his team, probably Rob Little, for the work that he's done putting together Capital Works, and trust that Matthew and his crew will do a good job.
How'd you work?
Think you just pick somebody out and shot them down, then Councillor King. Councillor Cameron as the second of the motion.
Thank you. Though also just to thank Dino and his team, and I think that's the nature of the beast. Some things we, it's good that we can shuffle the money around to try and get some of these things functioning. So, yeah, happy to see some of them in there. They're good. So thanks everybody. And yes, she just said you have to do a good job. Promised.
Dino, you wish to make a comment?
If I may, Mr. Mayor, just to comment that, projects during the year, we do have unders and overs. And a while ago, I think I may have mentioned to the councillor that myself and Matthew, and certainly the team, won't be overly conservative in setting our budgets for projects. That potentially has an adverse impact in terms of trying to ensure that everything is always under budget. I don't think that's the way we approach projects at the start, and don't sort of intend to change that. We're certainly more aware and focused on trying to have our pipeline of projects, and you've all approved and seen design made is year one, and then we roll into construction in year two. So we're certainly trying to avoid bringing these to you, but it is a nature of the beast. Sometimes we do have ups and downs.
Thanks, Dino. Questions, comments, councillors? Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, my comment is I don't have an issue with the plus and minusing of what's going on here in this vendor item, but I can't support it because of the core item that it's dealing with, and that's the footbridge in, well, one of the core items, it's the footbridge in Deloraine. I'm not convinced of the outcome that we're getting there, so I can't support this item.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, councillors? I want to reiterate the good work that's done, Dino, by your team. It is good to get these items, as Councillor Cameron said, brought back to us, and show that we need to move some dollars about as needed when projects demand them. So it's a bit like bringing in private enterprise. If you need some money somewhere else, you've got to take it from somewhere else to put it there. So thanks, Dino. Any other comments, councillors? If not, or Councillor Cameron as the secondary? Councillor King?
No, thank you.
Put the motion, and all those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands.
Aye.
That's aye. And all those against? Councillor Sinfield against. Thank you. Everyone else for? Thank you. Thank you very much. Need to move a motion now to close the meeting. Somebody like to move? Councillor King. All hands got now. Seconder, please.
Oh, this one over here.
Councillor Friedrich. Yes. Okay, all those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands.
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. Okay. So, thanks, gallery. We now move into closed session, so I could ask you to leave. Thank you. Thanks for coming along. All right.
One minute?
Yep, 1 minute.